In the aftermath of the coronavirus pandemic that claimed the lives of 204 people at three veterans' homes in New Jersey, an assembly panel this past Monday gave a thumbs up to a package of bills, which would require, well, some things you would think were already required, but as we found out with these bills, were not. It would be like requiring senior managers to have clinical experience, give residents and their families more of a say in the supervision of their care, allow residents to leave the home with the guarantee they come back. We'll get to details of the bills in a moment. The sponsors of the package says bills are meant to fix mismanagement and other problems at state-run nursing homes that, during the pandemic, denied residents access to reliable info, cut them off from communicating with their families. We talked about that over the past year plus. This went before the Assembly Military and Veterans Affairs Committee. This past Monday, it's an 8-bill package to improve the conditions of these locations, each approved by, well, you would think, obviously, in this case, you'd be right, a unanimous 6-0 vote. Bills include A-5851, which will allow guardians to remove residents from the veterans' homes without jeopardizing the residents' right to return. A-5853 that would require the state to hire only veterans' home administrators with clinical experience in long-term care facilities. Well, you see, the catalyst for this comes from when the executive director from the two Genesis Healthcare long-term care facilities was named CEO for the Veterans Center in Menlo Park earlier this year. Jennifer Causer, well, found out she holds a degree in recreational therapy. A-5856 mandate the director of the Division of Veterans Health Care Services hold clinical experience working in a long-term care facility. A-5850, this would call for the department to hold quarterly town hall-style meetings with guardians or residents. There's A-5854, mandates hiring a resident advocate for each of the three veterans' homes to do things like relay problems and issues from residents to the director of the Division of Veterans Health Care Services. A-5849 would require the department's adjunct general to send weekly reports to the State Department of Health during a public emergency. That would include any changes in operating procedures and the amount of personal protective equipment on hand, which, as we recall from the beginning of the outbreak, well, there was none in some locations. A-5842 would require the facility to have 2 documented ways to contact residents' guardians, regular mail, email, text, or by phone. Just 2 of those. That's all you need. That's all. In fact, that wasn't a mandate, you know, like I said, this is just stuff you probably, when you placed your loved one in one of these facilities, you thought all this stuff was already implemented and even mandated. A-5855, finally, gives authority for the Office of the State Long-Term Care Ombudsman to review staffing records from the veterans' homes. And that's apparently up until, well, not even now, but getting closer to the point where that would also be a mandate. Now, some would look at all this and say, it's a great deal of progress. I feel the need to keep reality in plain view. Think about this. It took the occupants of the state house 1 year and 3 months to just get these bills through a committee. It's a long way to go yet before they get passed. Just a committee. If progress like this was seen as acceptable in the tech world, for example, we'd still be using dial-up connections to log on to CompuServe. And if you're one of those people who've been online for a while, you just got that sarcastic remark.